Yeah, let there be no confusion. We are here to bring the highest love in this hour. And, words can sometimes be confusing. I was looking at the case of a young boy who was in a classroom, and the teacher said, "Johnny, why are you doing your math multiplication on the floor?" And Johnny said, "Well, because you told us to do it without using tables." See what I mean? Can be a little bit confusing. And, well, of course, little Amy was asked, "Can you give me the formula for water?" And Amy says, "HIJKLMO. "What are you talking about?" the teacher said. "Well, you said it was H2O. I think you're getting it. Okay. Now that we're loosened up, we can. Oh no, there's one more that comes to mind. Let's see. Mary, can you give me a sentence beginning with the word I? And Mary says, "I is," and the teacher immediately interrupts her and says, "Oh no, Mary, you always say, I am." And Mary says, "Okay, I am the 10th letter in the alphabet." Words. But I think tonight we are all centered. We are all coming from that high place within ourselves, and we may see it reflected outside of ourselves when we confront another person who is doing that very thing. Their source is responding to our source. Then we have the possibility of a real blending. But there have been instances, I'm sure you've been aware of, when something that you've offered from your highest sense of true character and the highest love doesn't seem to be reciprocated, particularly from the person that you're in contact with in your immediate environment. There seems to be a disconnect there. There seems to be kind of a mixture of maybe even some ego in the other person. The other person is resenting perhaps what you have said. There's just a level of disagreement or disconnection. In which case do you drop down and assume, "Oh my God, what's happened to me? What am I doing?" Do you think that what is being offered to you from the environment, from that other person, indicates something about your own centering? You're totally sure of your own centering. You know you're coming from the highest love, and yet you don't see it reflected to you in a way that would be accurate to the truth of love that you're offering. And does that cause you some kind of anxiety? Well, wow, maybe I better clean up my own act in some way. There is a sense in which what we see reflected to us in others does indicate something about where we're coming from our own centering. But to me, I can never allow what I see reflected back to me from another person or from a group of people to necessarily indicate where I'm coming from. It cannot necessarily cause me to doubt my own expression of the truth of who I am. Martin quite often talked about the fountain of life. He actually made that into a booklet. And it's one of the most beautiful expressions of life. And he indicated in that there is this beautiful fountain of life that is moving within us, flowing up from within us. And if we're connected with that and letting that flow into our environment, that's all that we're responsible for doing, really, is letting that fountain overflow into our worlds. And if we do not see our worlds connecting with that and reflecting it back to us, are we going to stop that flow? Are we going to say, oh my God, there must be something wrong with that flow? No, we are true to that flow. We continue to let it well up from within and overflow into our environment and bless our worlds. We are absolutely centered in that. And when we are centered in that, as was brought out so beautifully on Sunday, the whole world is in our hands. Thank you, Melissa, for bringing that out in that song. But, you know, that's really true. I feel it so true in my life that when I am totally centered, that's when I know that the world is in my hands. If I am not centered in who I am, then I am in some way disconnected from that world, and I'm not really capable of bringing the blessing that I want to bring into it. And as I was bringing out in our pre-service meeting, right now there's quite a lot of disconnect in Washington, D.C., among our senators, representatives, and the President of the United States. They can't seem to agree on funding for a wall. The Democrats, of course, don't really want to give any funding to the kind of wall that President Trump wants to build. And President Trump absolutely insists on at least $5 billion for the wall. But there's just this tremendous disagreement and disconnection and turbulence right there. And I'm sure it could almost erupt into armed combat at times, needing a referee of some kind. And so what is going on? Well, there are positions that people just don't want to let go of. And is there really a centering in divine character on the part of those who are in this arena? I don't know. I'm not going to be the judge. I just know that it's kind of, in a way, tearing the country apart right now. There are, 800,000 people who have either been furloughed or who are without work entirely. They're not working at all. And many departments in the government are simply not present right now. There's nothing being done. So what can we bring into this arena, seeing that it is in our hands in some way? What can we bring into it that might, you know, calm the waters and allow this well, this fountain of love to flow into that? Well, we bring agreement. When we're coming from that place within ourselves, deep within us, we are offering our environment to come into agreement with us. And I felt we were so strongly doing that. Yesterday in our ranch-wide session, there was real agreement among us. I know I was coming into it ready to bring love, and I felt that other people in the room were ready to bring their highest love, and I felt we were all coming together. And as people got up and spoke of bringing their various departments before us, there was just a sense of such great appreciation and resonance with what the people were saying and what they were doing in their particular worlds, such applause afterwards, and just giving that life force into these areas, because we had a sense that we were all doing it together and that their department was my department and my little department in the post office was their department. And so it was just a beautiful blending and a coming together. And if something could be done in that realm with respect to the United States of America right now, think what that might bring. Certainly would calm the waters a bit and bring representatives and senators and the president together. And who knows what could happen? I think the result would be amazing. So that's what I would like to bring, the whole world in our hands. I feel this country is in my hands. As I brought out in the men's meeting the other day, the trade talks going on in China right now between the U.S. and China are in my hands. I feel the very important negotiations in Great Britain right now between the UK and the European Union over Brexit, the exit of the UK from the European Union, these are in my hands. I feel the newly elected president of Brazil, who is a right winger, excuse me for using that language, but he has promised to continue to cut down the rainforest, the Amazon rainforest, in the interest of development. That's very much in my hands. All of the wars that are going on in the Middle East and Africa, these are in my hands. All of these things are in my hands. And if they're in my hands, I can bring something into them. You can bring something into them because it's all in our hands as we come from that high place of love, that absolute place of centering within ourselves, that unyielding place cannot be disturbed by anything that we see in our environment. I don't know if anyone has any comment that they would like to make about what I've just said. Maybe you'd like to hurl some complaint at me. Roshana.
Jerry, for president.
Wow. No, I run from the presidency. I don't. That's a world I wouldn't want to have in my hand. I have it in my hands in another way. But I was a campaign manager for a man who was actually running for president. That was back in 1988 and a couple years after. And seeing what it put him through, I don't think I would want to be involved in that. Anyone else? JJ.
I think it's great to be reminded that we have a way of touching everything and holding it in our hands. And it's very important for us to take the responsibility of doing some prayer work every day for all those different aspects in the world. And there's so many corners that the light needs to go into. So thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. Couldn't agree more.